With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Biden is catching it from both sides. There's Republican as well as Democratic criticism of the pardon he granted to his son, Hunter. Correspondent Bob Agnew says the president's getting an earful from the Senate.
A chorus of Democrats joined the expected criticism of the pardon coming from Republicans. Senator Gary Peters of Michigan calls the pardon an unlawful use of power and writes on X, quote, "A president's family and allies shouldn't get special treatment." Senator Peter Welch of Vermont says the pardon is understandable from the standpoint of a loving father, but is what he calls unwise behavior for the nation's chief executive. Bob Agnew reporting.
President Biden using his first visit to Angola by an American president to promote Washington's investments in the African nation. The centerpiece of his trip is showcasing a U.S. commitment of $3 billion for a railway project that links Zambia, Congo, and Angola.
The president arrived in Angola for his long-promised visit to Africa. The railway project is meant to counter China's influence on the continent. Officials say he will announce new developments on health, agribusiness, and security. While there, Mr. Biden will also visit the National Slavery Museum.
And that's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Also at SRNNews.com, the snow just keeps falling, more of it piling up around the Great Lakes region, where storm-weary residents who have plowed and shoveled for days can't stop yet. Lake effect snow fell across parts of western New York, Pennsylvania, and Ohio, already blanketed with a foot or more over the past 4 days. As of yesterday, more than 5 feet of snow had fallen east of Lake Ontario in the past 4 days, according to the National Weather Service. Snow is in the forecast through today in the lake effect zone south of Buffalo. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 20 points. This is SRN News. Christians in Syria are under siege.
An unexpected flare-up of fighting between government forces and Islamic rebels has put the small community of believers in and around Aleppo in a tight spot. While the Syrian government is somewhat tolerant of Christians, the Muslim insurgents are not. In this latest rebel offensive, there are already reports of Christians being singled out for persecution, forced to close their shops and hide in their homes. The rebels are also pulling down Christmas decorations in Christian neighborhoods. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Would you trust an artificial intelligence program designed to look like Christ with your innermost thoughts and troubles? Researchers have released findings from a 2-month experiment with such a program in a Catholic chapel in Switzerland, where an avatar of Jesus on a computer screen took questions from visitors and offered responses based on Scripture. Critics say there's no substitute for an actual relationship with Christ. This is SRN News. A word or phrase of the year has been named.
According to Oxford University Press, it's brain rot. It's defined as the supposed deterioration of a person's mental or intellectual state, especially from consuming too much low-grade online content. Oxford University Press said Monday that the phrase gained new prominence in 2024, with its frequency of use increasing 230% from the year before. It was chosen by a combination of public vote and language analysis by Oxford lexicographers. The 5 other Word of the Year finalists were demure, slop, dynamic pricing, romanticy, and lore. Keith Peters reporting.
California Governor Gavin Newsom and state lawmakers are back at the state capitol, beginning a special session aimed at protecting the state's progressive policies ahead of another Trump presidency. More details, SRNNews.com.